power, love, and a sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has a gift for believers. It is the spirit of power, love, and soundness of mind. It is ours for the asking and taking, yet we cling to something else, something evil, dark, and negative. We cling to the spirit of fear, and we walk through life with that mindset dominating our way of life and our actions. Governed by negativity and fear, we struggle each day to simply survive. Trusting is something we do not ever obtain while we cling to fear. Doubt and fear walk with us instead of the glorious freedom and liberty of soul that God offers us. Life is to be filled with the joy of Jesus despite the difficulties, struggles, and pain the world brings us. It is a choice we make to follow Jesus and embrace the gifts God offers of power and of love and of a sound mind, or reject them with the spirit of fear riding on our shoulders through our life journey. The story was once told of two young orphaned boys, one of whom was dying and terribly fearful. A nurse slipped his slightly older brother into the dying child's room for a moment. The boy leaned over his brother's bed and whispered a few words into the sick child's ear. Immediately, the dying child settled down, quieted, and seemed at peace. The amazed nurse asked the older boy just what he had said to his brother. "I told my brother," he replied simply, "that life will hurt the same when he cries out or is silent, so he should choose to be brave to the end." We have an advantage over the dying child in that we know that God is also giving us the grace and help we need, and in filling us with power, love, and a sound mind. Power for the work we have to do, love to reach out to others with the message of Jesus, and a healthy, strong, courageous way of thinking with our mental state optimistic. In addition to this, we know that we have Jesus as our Savior who has made the way for us by the cross. He took our sins, and we can now ask for forgiveness of our sins from God and obtain a passage to heaven when our days here are ended.